Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? Merry Christmas, everybody, and a soon-to-be Happy New Year. This is Stacy, and this is The Diary. We're coming out of Sacramento, California. This is our weekly show, and Sundays at 3 o'clock, and we're going to be going through all the year of 2010, and we hopefully will be bringing a lot of hope and a lot of plans and a lot of good things to people out there. Our show today, and of course I have Ray with me. I can't do a show without Ray.
So, hey.
And Ray is here, and we're talking about some good stuff this week. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to go over some stuff we talked about last week that we didn't talk about on the show, but Ray and I did after the show. And it's something, you know, it has to do with spirituality.
Sure.
And she and I believe kind of different ways, and it's really, I think, all dependent on how you're raised, you know? And I think,
sort of,
how you're raised. So we're going to talk about that to begin the show. And then we're also, we're going to talk about what's going on at the AAASM, because you know what we do here is talk about the good things that we're trying to do at the Association of African American Single Mothers. That's the nonprofit organization that helps single mothers of all races, religions, sexual orientation. We don't discriminate in any way, and that should
woo-hoo.
Be said. Ray said, woo-hoo. Yeah, that should be said because that's real important, because as I feel, poverty knows no color. And, you know, this is named what it's named because I am what I am. I'm an African-American single mother. And you have to excuse me, I got a cold for Christmas. So I got a whole bunch of other stuff, but I got a cold.
How did you catch that cold?
Huh? Working hard, being Santa Claus for a whole bunch of people. So that was cool. And, you know, Christmas was good.
Sound mysterious.
No, it's really very simple. And even my kids, when I say, oh, Mom's going out, you know, I can't mess with y'all, I'm going out. They're like, yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she'll be home. So that's good to know. So anyway, today's show, we're out of Sacramento. This is The Diary. I'm Stacy, your host and the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. We're talking about the good things that we have planned for 2010, how we're trying to help people. We want you to call in, please, if possible, and share your thoughts. We also have the chat room open, but you can call in at 917-889-9946. And the website is www.aaasm.org. Oh, it is the Christmas season. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful Christmas. I know I did.
Did you?
And I know you did because
did.
You didn't even come over. And I didn't leave. But, you know, I had a little...
We talked on the phone.
You know, and I had a great Christmas.
Me too.
You know, because this year, unlike a lot of other years, the association was able to reach out to other people unlike we've ever been able to do before.
Oh.
So that made it kind of, very good for me, and I had a little turmoil going on with the kids, but, you know, I made sure, and that's what's important, my teenagers,
uh-huh.
my grown woman, 22, 19, and 17,
uh-huh.
you know, but I made sure that, you know, as parents, we have to have what's called unconditional love, even if they're mad at you or whatever, you know, and I have a grandson. You know, and one bad story I'm going to tell, and this is a bad story. My daughter's 22 years old, and I had Jesse out of wedlock, okay, but then I met someone who came to be my husband now, ex-husband. But during that time, her grandma bought her something really nice for Christmas, a little hobby horse where she could get on
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Right, no. Oh,
classic.
Nothing. Right. It should have been. It was classic what she did, though. But because she was arguing and fighting with me, Jesse's mom, she didn't give it to Jesse for Christmas.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh,
she didn't give it to Jesse.
I hate
same thing.
Like
you know, same thing. I'm arguing with Jesse,
yes.
but Jesse's my daughter, you know, so
right.
we have a very close relationship, but it was important for me to show all my kids. I've been fighting with all my kids all year, but I'll say it once, I'll say it again. They're the most wonderful kids. They have growing pains that they're going through. I have growing pains on, you know, letting them go and tough love now that they're grown.
Yeah.
You know, it goes from, you know, watching out, making sure, you know, things that I had control of. I don't have control of what my kids do anymore.
I know.
So it's all about tough love kicking in. So, you know, I made sure that I wasn't like her grandma, being mad at the mom. So my grandson got his gift because I love my grandson. You know, so
right.
It was
and
important.
You love your daughter.
And I love my daughter.
Right.
The whole thing, some ignorant people would be like,
yeah,
I'm not getting her nothing. He ain't getting no. But as their mom and as an example for my kids, it's important for me to show unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I made sure. And they were happy and we talked on Christmas.
Excellent.
And they gave me what I wanted, which was some peace and quiet. Okay, the first time in 22
definitely.
Years, you know. So we're going to come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about the spirituality issue because, you know, I'm who I am, but that's very important, you know, to me, spirituality.
Absolutely.
So you're going to hear me mention that in the show, and I want to make sure I got some things straight on my views and my co-host views. And, you know, it's important.
Cool, cool. Okay.
Now, this is the Christmas New Year show. You know, I think, glad if you listened or re-listened to us, we somehow we were talking through all the music. So we're going to make sure we don't do that again this time. But we're going to honor Christmas again by playing once again Ave Maria, which is a very beautiful song.
It is.
And it's to honor what Christmas is supposed to be about, which is love and togetherness and family and unconditional love no matter what. When we come back, we're going to talk about spirituality a little bit, but then we're going to talk about what's good for the new year, what we're planning for the new year. We want to hear from you.
Really quick. Yeah. Do you know what Ave Maria is about?
Tell me.
No, I said, do you know? Oh, okay. We should figure
it out. We're going to figure it out, but it's we're honoring Mary. Okay, who is Jesus' mother.
Uh-huh.
So that's a song that honors her, but, you know, that's questionable, too.
And
some
it's
people
Italian
say, and
opera.
It's, yeah, it's Italian okay. opera. And that's a good question, but we'll get the details. But it's not even in English. But, you know, that's
exactly.
what I love about music because mm-hmm. it can be any language, and it makes you feel just, excuse me, it makes you feel just wonderful.
And you pointed that out yesterday on the Christmas thing that we did.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I like the way that you say that it can be in any language.
Right, yeah, and that's what I love to sing when I sing and nobody hears me and I'm all by myself. I sing in French because that's just the most beautiful thing. Well, this is the diary. I'm Stacy. We're going to stop. We're going to be back in just a minute. We're going to play Ave Maria and something very beautiful to honor Christ's birthday, which we celebrated. We're going to come back and talk about spirituality just a bit because we're using up our time. And then we're going to talk about what's good for 2010. This is the diary out of Sacramento. This is Stacy, and we'll be right back. Hey.
I do every time I come in before the song is finished.
It's hypnotic.
It's hypnotic. Okay, yeah. So hopefully we didn't talk on that one. That was Ave Maria, and it's just a beautiful song that honors Mary and the sacrifice she made in giving birth to the our Jesus. Oh, look, she's sticking her tongue out.
So let's talk about spirituality.
Okay.
And let me, because I'm the host.
Stir that up really quick, Will.
Wait.
Never dishonor other people's beliefs ever.
Okay.
So no, I would not stick my tongue out of mention of Jesus. I was raised with Jesus.
Right. Okay. So and people say, and my son makes fun of me because I always try to teach black history. And he's like, you're not a black history teacher. And I'm like, well,
you know what?
Anybody can go and learn something
yes.
and teach. They felt, and I had to teach him the vision of each one, teach one, because
yes.
they don't know anything about that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And it's fun to be stupid in 2009, 2010, but we're going to stop all of that. But I'm saying that to say, people should know who we are as individuals, as coming and doing this show and having the association.
Sure.
So I'm just going to wrap it up quick because it's not about us, right?
Right.
About what we're trying to do for other people. So me, I'm Stacey. I'm the director of the program. And just, you know, I always like to know what people have done. But personally, I have a bachelor's degree in electronics. Excuse the coughing. Right.
Okay.
But, you know.
Don't laugh at me when I'm stupid on the
That means nothing, though. So nobody get excited about any of that because that's just what happened. I should have something much better than that in my personal view if you want to know the truth. But, hold on. So I have that, and I was self-employed. I repaired pagers and cell phones for about 10 years.
Wow.
And when those went out, I redid my career, and I ended up in insurance. And I became from the mailroom to now a senior claims
counselor. For how long?
What do you mean, how long?
How long have you worked in the insurance?
From 2000, excuse me, to the present. So 10 years.
Wow, and you're already?
Yeah.
Okay.
So during that time, you know, I have my bachelor's degree. I have two professional designations in the insurance industry.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the, you can get three. I got two of the highest ones. So, you know, education is very important for me. They paid for me to get those things in the insurance industry. Now I'm a claims adjuster, and I adjust construction defect claims, which means that when people come and build your house halfway and you sue the builder, I adjust the claims for the subcontractors that may have put in the floor, blah, 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 blah. Now, that's me. That's me. So I'm not coming from a perspective where I don't care about any of that because my parents taught me, first of all, to get anywhere, you have to be educated. And that has gotten me through, and that's where I'm able to show my kids things weren't always good, but because I always had that background, I always had that bachelor's degree to fall back on, I was able to go on to a second career and do very well and do well quickly and blah, 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 blah. Now, you, on the other hand, you have a bachelor's degree. You went to, come on, let them know.
I went to Humboldt State University for years because I have a bachelor's degree and two minors.
In?
Women's Studies and Human Sexuality.
Okay. So,
there
you go.
So I did my education in kind of a different way. Humboldt makes you stay there. It just does. It's a community that's different.
Right.
So I did that. Came home after sort of traveling down the coast for a while. Was living with my parents temporarily. A little too old for that, but was doing it, working for my father. And then I got pregnant, and I wasn't married. I wasn't expecting to ever have a child, and I had one.
Okay. And me, on the other hand, I also got pregnant before I was married.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 23 when I had Jesse, but then
I
got married at
27.
And I got married when I was 25
mm-hmm.
and had Freddie and Chris.
Okay, I've never been married, and Kelsey's my only girl.
So I'm saying that to say, you know, we come from a perspective that we're semi-educated black women out here in the world.
I think we're very educated.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be snobby about that, but we enjoy information.
Right, exactly. And what
that's
we enjoy is passing on that
exactly.
information. Yeah, we enjoy passing on that information.
You know,
so
great minds.
Right. And so as far as spirituality, we both come from homes where education was stressed,
mm-hmm.
being above the grade was stressed,
right.
not being out there acting like NIGGA.
Right.
That was very important to my parents and her parents.
Absolutely.
And just to let you know, Ray's parents, Ray's dad is a heart surgeon, right?
Yeah.
Right. So we're not talking about, my dad was an old-timey worker, and he just worked and made sure his kids all got degrees.
Like my grandma.
You know, right. Ray's dad, you know, can fix, can operate on your heart if you fall out of the airport. You know what I'm saying? So we're not coming from a perspective where these just two dumb women that want to hear themselves talk. We are out there from based on experience that we have, we're trying to pass on. And the one thing that we do have in common is education, and we understand how important that is. So we're getting together to try to pass that on to people that listen to us. So there was one song that we had for Christmas that I wasn't able to play, and it's the long version of Reggae Christmas, and we have to hear that. I'm
sorry. Oh, my gosh.
I can't go.
Perfect for a Sunday afternoon.
There we go. Reggae Christmas. I have dreadlocks, and Ray's is rocking some craziness, too. So
I have a fro.
It's Reggae Christmas over here.
It's a curly fro.
So I can't let a whole nother year go by and not let you hear the long version of Reggae Christmas.
Right on.
Here we go. Was Reggae Christmas. It's all good. I love that.
That's very cute. It's dancing the whole time.
Yeah. All right. So you here with us on the diary. This is Stacy. I'm coming out of Sacramento, California. I'm the executive director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and I'm here in Sacramento with my co-host, Ray.
Ray. Hello.
And we are bringing out Christmas and bringing in New Year's, and what we're talking about today is just issues of spirituality and how that mixes in with everything, and also what our plans are for 2010 and what we hope to see for people for 2010. So let's get on the spirituality thing, and I have to start it off by saying, you know, I've never born and raised in a Catholic home where it just seemed like now that I'm older, just a bunch of routines we did, you know, God was visible and we understood he existed. And
how did it come about that you were Catholic? That's very interesting.
That I'm Catholic, because both parents were born and raised in the South, and I personally think and I feel and know from personal experience in my heart that my dad was disillusioned by all the fakeness of some of the churches of
like
the South, the black.
Some of the Baptists?
Yeah, Baptists, because he was Baptist.
Right.
And he converted to Catholicism.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom did later on in life.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's why, because he thought in his mind that Catholic religion was more true, more established more. So he raised us all that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we all went to Catholic school and whatever. So all 12 years,
yeah.
You know, Ave Maria, you know, and we were raised in, I mean, to the point where we were doing plays, Godspell. We did Jesus Christ Superstar through the church. My brother and sister were choir directors, and my sister was because she, you know, took ill. But my brother does right now. He's a music director. And
so for you, church is not only, has never only been just about going to church on Sunday. It's about community and doing
right.
All these other aspects of your life.
And being involved. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think like all of us probably as we got older, we probably fell from it. But we always had a connection to it. So I'm sure as my siblings and me all get older, I know that we've all one way or another come back. A couple sisters still sing in the church. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like rooted. So when you hear me talk about God and blah, 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 and then on top of that, as a single mother, there have been times where it's been me and nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And it has to have been only God that brought me through. So I have to make sure I acknowledge that as a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said, and I said last week, we take care of his most precious commodity, so he's going to make sure we got what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say that, and I'll always say that, but I'm not a preacher. So people that know me, right?
Right.
Excuse me. People that know me would say, okay, well, look at her. You know, she just cussed me out, you know, last week, and she's talking about Jesus today. But that's because I'm not perfect.
Well,
and,
absolutely.
And my
absolutely.
Issue is for a majority of
mm-hmm.
people on this earth that can hear my voice,
mm-hmm.
all of us, we're not perfect. So that doesn't exclude you from being helped, from getting help, from being blessed. And that's why I think the church today has done most people an injustice, because they'll make you think, you know, if you still drinking, if you still
mm-hmm.
smoking, if you still having sex, you're not allowed to come to my church.
Right.
Or I'm not allowed to, you know what I'm saying, instead of reaching out
okay.
to those. And that's been my experience from
mm-hmm.
churches today. So, but in my heart, in my personal experience, is a God, and he's come through, and I've not been perfect. That's why I can reach out to those that are not perfect and give them a leg up, hand up, no matter
absolutely.
What. You know?
Absolutely. And those types of ideas, definitely are what should be involved in anything that people believe when they're talking about spirituality, I think. I think that's what it's really all about at its core.
Right.
Is other people reaching out, doing your best, being your best person and all of that. Mine did for many years come through Christianity and the Episcopal Church. And Episcopal Church because it was my mother's church, because her brother actually converted himself and then the rest of the family to the Episcopal Church from, I believe it was Baptist.
Right.
And then he became an Episcopalian priest. And now my Uncle Wilson is an Episcopalian priest. And it was where I was, I went to school, private school in elementary for, you know, an Episcopalian school. And we had chapel every day.
Right, right.
You know, all
we had to go to church at
right.
school every Monday
yeah,
or Friday. First Friday.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
Right.
On
right.
Friday, Father Sione would play the guitar
right.
and sing folk
right.
songs. You know,
and you know, and I thank God, you know, I just have to thank God that my parents thought enough to do that for us.
Exactly.
You know, because there are a lot of parents out here today that are not doing that.
Right.
For they cannot, you know, and do if you don't do that, do something.
Right, because it informed my childhood, but then I left that
right.
The idea. I would not call myself a Christian now. I don't believe in that structured type of religious manner.
But see, and that's
the
thing. The
tenets are there.
Right. That's what's important. Because go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Because
okay,
I could talk all day.
Those points that the Bible teaches, that most religions that are good teach. I think all religions that are good teach. You know, honor and
right.
You know, respect
right.
and love
right.
and
unconditional
right.
acts. And
there was a group that I
yeah.
worked with this year, an Indian group, as in India,
the
Middle East.
Okay.
India.
Native American.
Not Native. Right. And the whole premise behind their group was that God is good, or their creator, it's not even God, their creator is good, and the part of their job was to give back.
Mm-hmm.
So part of their whole thing was they had to go out once a month and do service.
Absolutely.
So they helped me with feeding the seniors at Eskaton and cleaning up and doing, hauling away their trash and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that.
You know, different or were they like can do?
Yeah, kind of, but not really.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
they made it their own group. Because like me, they're probably tired of all these
structured
religions
exactly
that rob you, or they got a bunch of pervs, mm-hmm. including my own Catholic religion.
Yeah.
But you know, that's all learning experience that people can learn from. We live in a different time. You know, there were a lot of things. You know, somebody thought slavery was really a good idea way back when.
Yeah,
but now we don't live that way.
Exactly.
So I think as we live and we experience things, I think we get opportunities to think what has worked and what has not worked, and create a kind of atmosphere that we're going to correct the things that don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're all about. That's what the show is about. That's what the Association of African American Single Mothers is all about, because I'm just fed up with, you know, just sitting back and just watching things happen. And if I can do nothing else but, you know, do my best while I'm here to reach out to other people. And if I, just like at Christmas time, I had a wonderful Christmas because I know there's like, and with my volunteer, Rena, you know, she helped me and she delivered 7 to 7 moms. You know,
wow, okay.
right? We didn't do as much for Thanksgiving, but we didn't have as much,
uh-huh.
you know, but we still reached out,
absolutely.
You know?
See, and that's something that you can teach, too, because I've seen you do it. Whether it's the full compliment or not, you're going to be able to give and
right.
make that
right.
difference.
And we help people
and
eat,
person,
and that's very important.
You just gave it to,
right.
you know, one person.
Right, right. And so. See, and that's what we want to talk about also. And this is the diary, because this is everything that's been on my mind. And that's why I like calling it that, because
it's like you're writing
it. Right, right. It's everything that's on my mind. It's everything that's out there that I want to do for – it helps me fulfill my life's dream by doing this stuff for other people. And I had to come to the realization that, Stacey, you a big old punk. You know, you wear everything you feel on your shoulders. And this show and what you do is about helping people, and it's just that simple. And if people think you soft and a punk or whatever for living a life that does that.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think about my brothers and sisters, because, of course, I'm the youngest of 11.
11.
And they were all sitting around, and I can remember I was sleeping in a chair, and I woke up out of a dead sleep, and one of the I'm so blessed to be exposed by so much music because of my older siblings, but I just broke out, started singing a song by the Carpenters, God Bless the Beast and the Children. And out of a dead sleep.
Why?
I don't, exactly, exactly. That was probably a premise that, look, you big punk, you're dreaming about helping people, the beast and the children. And I was maybe 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
And they laughed at me, and they laughed at me. And, you know, and I love my siblings because they never did anything but kind of encourage my smartness and my intuitiveness
mm-hmm.
and reaching out. And that's why I love my siblings, and I love my parents. And that's what this is all about. So this is the diary. This is what we're all about. And what I'm going to play next is our, excuse me, our theme show, our theme song. And the name of that song, we play a little piece of it when we start. It's called Walking the Dog. And that's what we're going to do. And when, if you, like my people, if you get dog walked, you don't want to get dog walked, right?
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, see, we'll talk about that. But the name of this song is Walking the Dog. And I'm going to play that for you, and we're going to explain what getting dog walked. But that's what we're going to do to 2009. We're going to dog walk 2009.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring in 2010 with a whole bunch of positivity. And we just gonna dog walk 2000.
I'm gonna make you explain. What
yeah, I'm gonna explain.
Come back.
But we gonna walk the dog, and here
all
we
right,
go, walking
go.
The dog, baby. right. That's called walking the dog.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's the long version of our intro. And you know where I come from, when you get dog walked,
yeah,
I mean, imagine, you know, you got your dog on a leash, and you don't want to walk before a dog, and the dog don't want to walk, what you do? You just drag his ass, and you just pull him. Come on, dog. Come on, dog. Right? That's
right.
Getting dog walked. And you don't want to get dog walked.
No.
That means you messed up, and somebody got to dog walk you. You really have messed up. So that's what our show is about. We walking the dog. We getting rid of all of that old ass shit that does us no good.
Uh-huh.
We going to dog walk that and get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
And we're going to go on to all
that
things
like that.
Good
like that.
For
like
the future, that. Because that's what I love about New Year's. You know,
absolutely.
This is the diary. This is the radio show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. You can look at our site at www.aaasm.org. This is Stacey Johnson, the host and the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers. I'm here with Ray, my co-host that keeps me kind of stable and keeps things fun.
That's the first
you
time
know?
People have anybody said that.
Oh, keep you stable, yeah. Well, that's amazing.
No, that's not true.
See, don't put yourself down. Don't put yourself down. This today is Sunday, the Sunday after Christmas. We had a wonderful Christmas holiday. But the good thing about Christmas is that you celebrate what you have, and then you look forward to the things that are to come.
Absolutely.
Right?
In the new year.
In the new
year.
Make
anything happen, I believe.
Right. And we got to make things happen.
Absolutely.
You know, and the association, what we're doing this year, and that's what we're talking about today, and then you can visit our website at www.aaasm.org, and you can call in today at 917-889-9946. What we're going to be doing this whole year and forever is that, okay, we're going to take it back like maybe 45 years. That's what we have to do.
And okay, you mean to the sensibilities of the family life or
oh,
the
everything,
of the people.
Everything.
And how we were all working and struggling
right.
towards
there we
common
go.
Goals.
There we go.
Make change.
It's
make things.
There we go. That's why I got you here, because you know exactly what's on my mind.
Absolutely.
So, you know, in 2010, it's unfortunate, but what we're going to do and what we're going to focus on, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, that's what I love about my life, because I have to see things as they are. You know, I didn't have anybody to call and say, hey, look, I'm in this pile of crap and I need help. Can you get me out? You know, and I've just become accustomed never to being that kind of person, you know, and I love it, because when you do big things, you have to have big faith. See, there I go again talking about God. But when you
no,
do big
faith,
things,
faith is across the board.
Is it,
so,
okay, it's across. So when you do big things, you got to have big faith.
Absolutely.
So I can't have big faith in nothing but the only thing that's always come through.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, who's that? You don't want to hear it.
You can say it.
I can say it. Okay,
of course.
It's God. So good. So don't get mad at me for that, because
no.
There are those out there that know me and say, you know, but we can all do that, because the association, what we do is not about Stacey.
No.
Because I woke up this year and said, yeah, I will say how God blessed me, but I will cuss you out if I have to.
And you should.
You know, if you're doing something wrong, especially if you're hurting a child, I might have to jump at you and wring your neck.
Any power or energy that's helping us out wants us to be strong.
Right. So I got to be strong.
God or
but
whatever.
Then, you know, everybody's saying, you know, you can't drink. And see, and I'm so confused with that, with preachers, even those that I love. Because the first thing Jesus did at the party is said, let the party continue and turn the water into wine.
That's why
I was
Christian, is because I
it's that organized part of religion
right.
that just throws people off and turns people
exactly.
away.
Exactly. And then I found my own way to get there in the same way I have to.
You
same,
get there the
same
way.
System,
right.
The same, but there's, you know, a lot of that.
Right.
All of that judgment is gone. Because
so, that's right. All of the judgment is gone.
Right.
And that's what we have to realize. And what I like to focus on, and what I always focus on, even when people try to tell me I'm full of crap, which, of course, 99.9%, I mean, with Stacey, either you love Stacey or you hate her.
I think that's the same thing with me.
Right? You love her or you hate her.
But it is, it's because we have a strong opinion.
There you go.
That's
so
what it is.
In 2009, right,
uh-huh.
that ends next whatever, I came to the conclusion that all I'm going to do is worry about those that I can help.
Exactly.
Because you're going to have so many haters. So for 2010, you know, I'm so blessed. I got three grown kids, almost my baby, 17. He's graduating from high school. You know, just great. Everything's just great. I got Elijah. Have you seen Elijah lately?
Beautiful, beautiful. He changes, and you.
And
you know,
his mom is just my daughter.
Because
is the most wonderful
grandson,
Elijah. Elijah. He's just wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, and it hasn't been that long ago since I was walking Freddie around and Chris around, looking the same way. You know,
I feel like it was yesterday.
So, you know, and that's what I want, and I was able to say this today, wonderful kids, even all of the crap we went through, me being a single mom to two boys and knowing, and that's what I'm saying, God knows where you're at. Whatever you believe in, whether it's the sun god, the Protestant god, the Buddha god,
right.
whatever you believe in, he knows where you're at.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
so look at where you're at. Or she, they know where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay? And what you need to do is say, this is where I'm at, but this is where I plan to be.
Mm-hmm.
And everything out there respects where you plan to be if you work at it.
Exactly.
So in 2010, you need to work on working at it. And we have some stuff on our site. We have some wonderful ways that you can go out there and make.
Our website is gorgeous, by the way.
Well,
it is. It's very colorful, very exciting looking. You want to click, click, click on different things, and you need to go there. AASM.org.
Go there, see if there's things there that can help you.
Yes.
I know for certain.
There are things there that can help.
For certain, what we're doing is reaching out to people in the area of our food program. People need to eat, and that is one thing that I've made sure, come hell or high water, that I've been able to sustain is the food program. So
which is wonderful.
If you know people and what we're going to do, because, you know, Harbor Oaks Apartments, the clubhouse, those wonderful, wonderful people that we
that's
love,
wonderful.
Everybody from Donnie to name them off, Veronica, Mandy, all of them. They're helping us get our plans.
What's the cute rest in
Deanna.
Okay.
Deanna.
Okay.
Okay.
All of them wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Tony.
We're going to be opening up a Tuesday food bank.
Oh, wow.
That people can come to the clubhouse every Tuesday.
Are you really?
Yeah. And come get some food for their family. All they got to do is let us know who we're providing the food for. Give us a donation if you can. But, yeah, we're going to do that.
Wow.
We're going to do that, right?
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
That's 2010. That's what we're doing. And, you know, everybody out there that have problem with Stacey can really just, what, I can't say nothing bad, right?
Go away.
Go away. Ray said, please go away. Because what we're doing in 2010, we're trying to make a difference in
mm-hmm.
people's lives. We're not trying to make ourselves look good. Although I'm letting people know, although I'm working on volunteers, I need volunteers, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Oh, you know there's something to play.
We're not ready. We got a minute.
That's great. No, I'm just saying.
No, we got it. I know you got my back, but I got it. I know what you're saying.
All right, I'm just
what we gonna
watch.
Talk? No, we good. What are we gonna talk about when we come back? There's a few positions at the AASM that I need volunteers that will commit to a year. Because after you commit to that year, I guarantee you a position.
Okay. Wow.
Based on your performance now. Not
guarantee, like a staff position.
A staff position, January 1, 2011.
That's exciting.
But you have to prove yourself, and you have to make sure you with the program goals and mission
consistent, and
consistent, and you'll be, yeah, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
So we can do more in 2010 than we did today.
Well,
I have so much, I mean, I got together with people, and all of this has happened for one reason, because I didn't have extra money, I didn't have it, but what I did have, and what I do have, and what I continue to have, is to treat people nice and with respect. If I have something extra, you get it.
Wow.
And it's because I did that,
mm-hmm.
I'm able to do what we're doing today.
That's
so
amazing.
It's not about Stacey, it's about what Stacey can do just by being nice to people. So if somebody out there don't like me, I'm sorry, I can't help you. all I can do is help the people that are reaching out to me. So
the edge is just being strong.
There we go.
Trying to say.
There we go.
She just wants to get things done for everybody.
So, you know, we got a new year, and we talk when we on the diary. This is the diary. This is the radio show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. I'm Stacy. I'm the host. I'm the director of the program. We're going to talk about more stuff that we're doing in 2010, and we have some new music we have right now, and it's called A New Life, and I need people to start thinking that way.
A New Life.
A New Life.
Lovely.
Because a new year, it's good. That's why we have New Year's, I think, to just start everything over. The season starts.
Renewal.
There we go. The season starts again. You know, you got to do taxes. You get to throwing stuff out. Just get to throwing stuff in the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything's new, everything's starting over, everything's
new. Cycle.
Right. And what we're going to do is we're going to start thinking about having a new mindset. A new mindset, new actions will bring upon a new life. So I want you to hear this song. This song is called A New Life. We ready, Ray?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. A New Life. This is the diary.
Go.
You know what? We ran out of time. Hey, but new life, what I want you guys to think about is walking that dog. We're going to play walking the dog because we want you to walk out all the old. We want you to bring in some new, and we want you to visit us again next Sunday at 3 o'clock where we'll have a new topic. And just look at our website. By Wednesday, we'll have our new stuff up there, what we'll be talking about on Sunday. But a new life to everybody. 2010. Merry Christmas,
Happy New Year,
and good times for everybody. Here we go.
Cool.